Long before she was known to millions as the host of Piano Jazz, with the recognizable theme song that she wrote and performed, Marion McPartland was born Margaret Marion Turner in the London suburb of Slough in 1918. Author Paul DeBarro says he was intrigued by McPartland when he first saw her perform in Seattle around 1982.
She played Roy Parnell's old club down in Pioneer Square. And one of the things I remembered about that show was how everything she played was just very logical and comprehensible. Everything fit together. In some ways, it was almost too perfect. I remember I reviewed it for the Weekly and said, you know, this is a person who really has a great sense of design and composition. I didn't know at that time, of course, where it came from. I found out when I did this book.
He traveled to England and learned that Marion grew up in a strict conservative household.
She was a very shy girl. You know, she was told you've got to be prim and proper and speak well and have good grammar and whatnot. But when she started playing music, she started playing violin, suddenly there's this eruption. She's giving a concert. I think she was like 9 or 10 years old. And her regular accompanist, her teacher, didn't show up. So she had a sub. And this woman screwed up the music. And the shy little retiring girl started yelling at this adult woman saying, "You completely messed up my concert." So there were these conflicting sides of her.
It was through music that Marion found her voice and her passion. She discovered at an early age she had perfect pitch. Here DeBarro reads a passage from his book describing the day it all came together for Marion.
As she played, she became enveloped in the sound, forgetting everything around her. After that day, the world of sound she found that afternoon would be her refuge, her solace, her companion, and eventually her profession and lifelong obsession. She had discovered the world she wanted to live in.
Thanks to a teacher who encouraged her talent, Marion's parents sent her to a prestigious music and drama school in London, but she wanted to play jazz. So Marion responded to an ad to receive lessons from popular British musician and composer Billy Merrill. After hearing her play one time, he invited her on the road with his band. From there, Marion worked in vaudeville and eventually ended up with the USO, entertaining troops on the front lines in World War II. It was in France and Belgium that she finally met real jazz musicians. She also met her future husband and fellow musician, Jimmy McPartland. DeBarro says they were known as the odd couple.
Jimmy was a kid from Chicago who grew up on the West Side, poor. He loved to be the front man. He was a fast-talking, fun-loving, hard-drinking Chicago jazz man from the 1920s. Marion was this upper-middle-class girl who'd gone to the Stratford House School for Girls and was worried more about her penmanship than whether she could swing.
Right.
But they totally adored that opposite in the other.
Although never becoming an American, Marion moved to the U.S. with Jimmy. They formed a group. He taught her how to swing and accompany other musicians, or comp. They eventually divorced, but remained friendly and still would perform together from time to time. Marion worked hard and eventually made a name for herself in jazz, enough to be included in the Esquire magazine photograph A Great Day in Harlem in the late 1950s, which featured most of the famous jazz musicians of the day. But it wasn't until 1979, at the age of 61, that Marion McPartland became a household name for millions of jazz lovers and public radio fans through her insightful interviews and performances with fellow musicians on Piano Jazz. Here she is in 1993 talking with pianist and composer Bill Evans.
Ooh, that was
well,
nice.
That's jazz.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, let's do it again. Then it'll come out altogether different.
And that's right.
In fact, I think of you often when I'm playing solo. I'll stop playing the bass line and I'll just play little kind of stabbing chords in the middle of the piano.
Yeah.
And I'll think, now I'll try to do this the way Bill Evans would do it.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered. But I think that sometimes it's desperation. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, keeping the structure going, indicating.
Paul DeBarro says piano jazz has endured for so long because it's unique.
So it's an interview show, it's journalism, and it's collaborative music in real time. So there's never been anything like it.
And he says there's never been a host like Marion McPartland.
So she knows everyone in jazz from the 1920s to what happened last night. And she makes a point of knowing what's going on. She's a perennial student.
At the age of 94, Marion McPartland is now out of the public eye. But DeBarros says she'll never be out of the minds and hearts of the millions of jazz fans that she entertained and educated for decades.
I think Marion's major importance to the world of jazz is as an advocate and a spokesperson, getting jazz out there for people.